competition is going to come. But I'm going to make a way. Hallelujah. That way is twofold. One way of escape is for the enemy to find an escape route because you are battering him. Praise the Lord. The other way of escape is God giving you an access point so that you are rested in his goodness, so that whatever it is that is coming against you does not impact you. In other words, I'm going to build a false field around you. Now, how does this work? Let's look at three scriptures real quickly, and we'll be set and ready for this evening. In essence, the word of God is telling us there's a crisis coming. But Hebrews 12 and verse 2. Hebrews 12 and verse 2 make this loud statement. I've been restating it again and again. It says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, who for the joy, watch this, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. As you look unto him, you are going to have the same perspective and same perception. Though the crisis was great, but because of the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. You've got to know that God has great things in store for you to wade through whatever issues are coming on the world. He says he endured the cross, despising the what? The shame. He despised the shame. And it's because he did those two things, is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. The word of God tells us that because of what is coming into the world, the minds of people, the hearts of men will fail them. A few years ago, I told you something the Lord spoke to me about. He said, and if that didn't scare me, I will not be telling you the truth. He said, the days are coming when people are going to envy the dead. People will envy the dead. That's because there's so much trouble. But that's, let me say it again, that's not for you. Amen? Get a hold of the word of God. Am I talking to myself? Are you listening? Get a hold of the word of God. Get a hold of the word of God. Feed yourself the word of God. Because that's the only thing that will keep you sane. You don't have the word of God, you're going to pull your hair out and your eyebrows. Everything. You're going to pull everything off because you are so overwhelmed with anxiety. And our world is full of anxious people. Somebody listening? If the truth be known, there's more meds being sold today, and it's going to get worse. People trying to escape in their mind. Anxiety. God says, lest ye be wearied and faint in your mind. Is God joking when he says, lest ye be wearied? When he says, lest ye be wearied, that means it's possible. He says, ye have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. I don't know. I came to you here, I don't know how long back. Maybe Al will know, because he remembers everything I said at one point or the other. Remember when you said that? You know, I was in Toronto in one of our services a long time back. We're coming from somewhere, and I said, I am white, and I dare anybody tell me otherwise. And we're laughing. I said, this is no joke. It's coming. People are going to be claiming to be whatever it is. And you better honor it. That even in our judicial system now, judges are saying, if you pronounce a pronoun over anybody that is not their preferred pronoun, you're going to jail. So if the person says they, that's their name, that's their pronoun, they. How are you going to judge a case when you start saying they did such and such? So, they, how many of them? How many people? No, they. What do you mean they? Two, three people, four? Oh, there are people who are going with two spirits. They have two spirits. From when I said those things, the issues are sweeping our world, that we've lost our sense. You've got a daughter and you want a guy to go into the same washroom with your daughter. Because the guy says, I'm not a guy, I'm a gal. Hey, all of those things, whatever it is, listen, when I'm talking to you right now, was I the one who told you, I think it was four, five weeks ago, God made a promise to us. And he said, if you don't believe me, I'll give you a sign. There's going to be an earthquake. Did the earthquake happen that same day? So when I'm talking to you, I'm not here just shooting my mouth off. Because I didn't say, thus saith the Lord. Immorality is going to consume our world. With the spirit of the Antichrist coming into our world, I remember it many years ago. The Lord showed me 95% of the world have gone into homosexuality. And I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, take me out of here. Get me out of here. Do you remember me saying that? Well, it's not just not happening. It is a spirit that's invading the world. And God's word says, listen, you're going to have to resist. Amen? When I talked to you a few moments back about monitoring even your phones, guess what? When God showed it to me, I was busy preaching, or I had preached about something. Somebody sent me an image or sent me a report on my phone, and I was told, they're checking on you. They're coming for you. Huh? I said, why? Because somebody sent you something on your phone. They're going to start checking tomorrow. I say, what? My phone. What was I addressing? I was addressing the issue of immorality. The issue of immorality. Watch, listen. Out in the backstage, many years ago, I was in my office, and I was going to come down for the service. The Lord said to me, I want to address the nation today. I mean, if you remember that message, gold standard. I said, you want to address the nation today? I said, you sending somebody to come? The prime minister coming? He said, no. I said, who's coming? And who's going to be speaking? He said, you. I said, me. I'm going to be addressing the nation. What nation? From Glory and Peace, addressing the nation. Are you kidding me, Lord? He said, no. I said, so what exactly am I supposed to say? And he hushed. He didn't say anything. Sitting up here, I didn't have a word. As soon as I got up here and opened my mouth, God started speaking and addressing the nation. But one of the things he told me then was that the church has no right to address anything about immorality or homosexuality and different lifestyles if it does not address the issue of fornication. Do you remember me talking about this? I'm listening to the Lord, and he said, listen, this is how it works. If Mr. A mates with Miss B, they become one. But if Mr. A goes and mates with D, and B mates with C, they're not just mating with D, but it will be a situation of B and D, and a situation of C coming into the equation. In other words, he was saying, because these two are one, when they go mate with another person, they carry the man, carries with him a man, and she carries with her a woman. And when they go to the next level, they are going to be mating a man to a man and a man to a woman. And so you have first stage of confusion. And when you go past there, there will be more confusion. Maybe I should do it better this way. Mary and Adam. Mary and Adam mates with Mary and Adam. You have one. Then they go to the next level. Mary is carrying Adam with him. and Adam is carrying Mary with her. And when they go to the next level, they are mating woman and man and woman. And when, as it continues to go, the lifestyle becomes a gay lifestyle or a lesbian lifestyle. Because the spirit, you're carrying it as one inside of you and going on. And so when somebody comes to the place and they say, I feel like I'm a woman, and the guy is a guy, he's not lying. Because the spirit is carried on. So the transgender person who says, I'm transgender, they're not lying. It is a spirit. And if that's, it is true for them. And if you come to Christ and you do not shed your old man, but you continue in sin, saying, it's grace, hallelujah, praise God, grace. God will forgive me. You find yourself all messed up. And so in the church, there are people that are messed up, living in lust, living with pornography, living with all kinds of confusion, and they are defeated. And now the spirit, they've carried spirits with them. And God is saying, you got to deal with this. If I'm going to tabernacle with you, we've got to deal with some issues right here. Because God is not going to tabernacle with sin. Amen? Praise God. Okay. Let me do this and stop. Or continue this evening. 1 Peter 5 and 7. I thank God for every one of you who've come to the house of the Lord today. He says, we need to cast all our cares upon him, for he careth for you. He says, therefore, be sober, be vigilant. In essence, watch and pray, because your adversary, your enemy, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. He's seeking those ones that he's going to devour. Whom you must what? Resist steadfast in faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthened, and settled. Amen? Praise the Lord. God has something good for you. Amen? But it does not mean that you are not going to go through the issues that are coming into the world, but that God gives you the capacity to cut through it like hot knife through butter. Did you hear that? There are issues. Burying your head in the sand and thinking, okie dokie, everything is okay, it's not going to be like that. The storm is coming. And you're going to make it. Amen. Amen? But the answer for you making it is you having what? The Word of God. Eat it. Amen? Eat it like Popeye eats spinach. And you get buffed. Praise God. And you'll make it. Don't eat the Word of God. Don't embrace the Word of God. And you will be sorry. You become a casualty. Like Mama says, if you take the Word of God or life casually, you become a casualty. Anybody here going to be a casualty? Praise the Lord. So you must not be about amongst those multitudes, the many whose love waxed cold and fell away from God. Because it's coming from every possible area. It is coming. And if you did not hear me say it before, it's coming. Within this next 7 years, you're going to hear it. Man created a man. And a lot of people will fall away. I didn't just hear that now. I heard that way back in 1989. In 1989, that's when God said it. So, you're going to be attacked in your mind, in your body, in your emotions. You're going to be attacked by governments. You're going to be attacked by institutions. You're going to be attacked in every possible way, trying to make you feel inferior or feel like you don't care about people and so on and so forth. But don't buy into the lie of the enemy. Be secure in who you are in Christ Jesus, because it is coming. Get ready to stand. Amen? Hallelujah. Do you receive it? I hope I didn't waste your time this morning. I will never waste your time. Rise with me. Lord, be glorified and have dominion over every aspect of our lives. Lord, we ask that your strength, your power, all that you are, the fullness of the Godhead, as proclaimed and declared in the book of Ephesians, the 3rd chapter, now take root in every one of us as we are rooted and grounded in your love. Thank you for the privilege to be people that are living in this end of the end times. Thank you for the experience of your anointing and of your glory that's taking hold of our lives. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are healing, restoring, mending, and making whole the minds of your people. I declare in the name of Jesus Christ that every form of anxiety, every form of sickness, disease, any sense of alienation, Lord, oh God, be eradicated, that your people find the security that is in you. Let your people be established in your loving kindness. Let your people, oh God, become dedicated and radical in their faith, knowing, oh God, that you are God and that your power is made available to heal, restore, and make whole. Father, your word says, oh God, that even members of families will become enemies to those that choose your ways. May your people find security in knowing, oh God, that being on your side and with you is better than being anywhere else. Thank you, Father. We receive your healing. We receive restoration. We receive an empowerment to walk victoriously and live life to the full. I thank you, Lord, for my brother Pastor Marcel. I bless him today. I bless his family. Strengthen him. Bring him through. You are his good shepherd. He lacks nothing. Blessed be your holy name, Most High. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. God is good. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to invite Mama to come at this time. We're going to share in communion together. As you participate, this afternoon, let God's miracle working power bring restoration, healing to every aspect of your life. You may be going through something right this very moment, but I want you to confidently say, God is my helper. Amen. You will come through. God has assured it. But you have to embrace it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mama just reminded me I didn't take the offering. It's offering time. You know what to do? Honor God with your giving and get ready to share in communion together. When it looks like you don't have to give, that's when your giving even becomes more precious. God will bless and make you a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. This is the body of the Lord. It is for our healing, our redemption, our deliverance, our prosperity. When the Lord yielded his body as a perfect sacrifice, it opened up the grace of God for God to bless us with every possible blessing. Today, accept the goodness of God. Take and eat in Jesus' name. Covenant child of God.
And I receive the covenant.
And I receive the covenant.
That God has cut with me.
God has cut with me.
I am healed.
I am the healed.
I'm restored.
I'm restored.
And made whole.
And made whole.
I am blessed.
I'm blessed.
And highly favored.
And highly favored.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Take and drink. It's a joy to have you here. In just a moment, we will greet those that are on Zoom. But before we do so, just be seated just for a quick moment. Let me say hello to some of those that are here for the first time. Who's here for the first time?